This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Hello, New York. Hello, Connecticut. Hello, New Jersey. Way to go, New Jersey Devils. Not only did you make me look smart last night, you might have helped me out a little bit with some groceries this week. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy Boy Toy is in. Hey, Roy Boy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Roy Boy is at Morgantown. He had a big gig last night. And he's doing all kinds of stuff with SMC everywhere. That's what I call it, SMC everywhere. Sportsman Cave. He's in Boston, New York, Morgantown, Baltimore. He's in Washington. Where else are you, Roy?
Yeah.
Did I hit them all? Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, and then
have you found anybody in Philly yet?
Yeah, I got a couple people.
And they can read and everything?
Surprisingly.
Okay, that's good. They like cheese. They got great cheesesteaks there. I'm a Pats guy. Gino's.
I wasn't gonna do a Philadelphia, but I got bugged to do it. So if you guys bug me,
yeah,
I'll
but
bring,
I gotta
I'll
tell you,
to
you
got
look. If you're gonna do SMC and you're gonna do it East Coast, you gotta do Philly because Philly is a great place. It is, and we make fun of Philly because their people are different. But everybody's different. That's what makes the world go round. If everybody was the same, there would be no radio shows. There would be no TV shows. There would be no excitement in sports because everybody'd play the same too. And I got to tell you, it's been a great, great, great week of sports. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today, but let's talk about what you did up in Morgantown. You got 1 minute. Go.
Well, I'm up here to talk to a couple different bars. Today
about letting you in even because you look like you're 19.
Yeah,
about come on guys, can you please not card me?
That's why I grow out this beard, so people will let me in their bars. But I'm talking to some people who are going to work with us. We're putting out a magazine for all of the home football games, and I'm looking for sponsors. So if you guys want to sponsor me, yeah, if you guys want to put out an ad in the magazine, it's sportsmancave@hotmail.com.
Well, I need to sponsor you.
Yeah.
I need
to take out an ad, buddy. I'll give you a real good deal, too.
Anyway. No, we're good. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question, Roy. How long does it take to get to Morgantown from New York City? 6 hours? 6 hours, probably?
I've never made that drive. But
you know what? You need to make
half,
that drive because you probably have to make it from Morgantown in New York because we're going to go up there real soon. And we're going to do a game. You know, the Boulders had their 5-game winning streak broken yesterday. They got beat by the Tornadoes, I think from some town in Massachusetts somewhere. There's only like 6 teams in their league, but they got the most beautiful stadium ever. Now, my team played in a great stadium last night. We played at Povich Field in Bethesda, Maryland. Where Georgetown University plays now, but that's where the Bethesda Big Train play, and the Bethesda Big Train were number one in the country of college wooden bat teams. These are teams that where college coaches send their kids all over the country to play, and there's several leagues all over the United States, and there's even a league in Alaska. And you couldn't pay me to go to Alaska after I saw a movie with Jack Nicholson in it where the sun is up 24 hours a day. I would probably just wither away and die because I can't sleep when the sun is up, so I would die of lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. But we actually did a pretty good job last night. We got a snowman in the 7th inning, and I got to be fair to Sal Colangelo, who's the manager of the Bethesda Big Train. He doesn't have all of his good kids in yet. A lot of his kids come from these big Division I schools who are still playing in the College World Series, which is getting off. They're in right now. They're in Super Regionals. And I guess today's probably the last day, and if there's any playoffs because of weather, Mike Patrick's out there. He's getting ready for Omaha. Right now he's in Tallahassee, which is where Florida State beat somebody the other day 17-1. I guess my question is, why was that team they're playing that they beat 17-1 even in the regionals, super regionals? But that's how it works. St. John's is playing, a New York team. And a great team from Stony Brook, which is in West Islip, New York, on Long Island, I might say.
They put it to LSU.
Yes, they did. And LSU has won several College World Series. And I'm pulling for Stony Brook. They were a Division III team, Stony Brook, a few years back. Then they went Division II. Now they're Division I. And I got to tell you something. To be beating a team like LSU in Super Regionals in LSU is like me putting a group of guys together that are pretty good ball players and going to Nationals Park and playing the Washington Nationals. I mean, LSU is – they've got a great, great team. Now, I don't think LSU has the best team in the country. I think Florida is very good. University of Florida is probably a double-A team, Roy. That they're that good. They're well-coached. I got a couple of kids from Tallahassee Community College on my team this summer, and those kids can play ball. And they're not even at Florida or Florida State yet. They will be eventually. But
well, those guys down there in Florida and the Carolinas and Georgia and Alabama, I mean, they all have the luxury of really playing year-round where,
yep.
You know, in the New York. And
Arizona, even California.
Whereas New York and the Pennsylvanias and even Virginia and Maryland, you know, they kind of go indoors. It's more of a hitting clinics kind of
absolutely.
Thing in the offseason.
A lot of showcase stuff. And plus, they travel. They have, yeah. You know, during the winter, they go to East Cobb, you know, near Atlanta. They'll go to Florida. They'll go to Miami. They'll go a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's pretty much where we're at. So tell me, you were a DJ overnight, right? What time did you break down?
Yeah, well, my buddy got married last night, Jason Shreve. Jason and Maria Shreve, congratulations, guys. And I DJed his wedding. I used to be a DJ. I guess I still am a DJ.
You're still a DJ if you're
I'm still doing weddings. But, I DJed his wedding. It was awesome. It started around 4 o'clock. I didn't get done until about midnight. And then we went out to one of the bars right next to the hotel and had a couple beers. It was pretty fun. It was awesome.
All right, let's talk NBA. Enough messing around. Let's talk NBA. Roy, pretty soon
sir.
We're going to play. So if you got that up yet, Matt? Matt's going to play a little blurb from February. And here's what we had to say.
Speaking of tangents,
hey,
though.
Are we talking about Jeremy Lin still, or are we talking about the NBA?
We're still talking
Who
about
do you think is going to win it all when it's said and done in the NBA? Because, look, you know me. I love this. Hey, when did I call the Giants early?
I think
give me a winner in the NBA right now.
OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder.
No, you think they're going to win
yes.
it all?
Yeah.
Why?
And
why?
I love Kevin.
Can't
Durant.
The Knicks beat them?
No. Okay. The
Knicks, the Knicks aren't going to win the Super Bowl of basketball.
The Knicks won't be able to bounce them in the playoffs anyways. It's different divisions.
Hey, the Giants. You know, I bet a lot of Giants players go see the Knicks. Because they can afford the damn tickets.
But the Heat are going from the East again. Look,
what is all this talk about LeBron?
Oh, man. Is that 2 for 2?
That's yeah.
2 for 2.
Yes,
that's
it is.
2 for 2. Oh, man.
And we both picked later, and I'm not going to make Matt search for it, but I picked them
you
too.
You had it too.
I picked them too, but you know what? I was on Boston for the series. And for about an hour and a half last night, I was feeling pretty good.
What was the date of that, Matt?
February 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you hear my voice?
February 19th.
I'm
yeah, we sounded much younger then.
Yeah, I let Roy talk for a minute so Bruce can catch his voice
Matt's studio is choking me up.
that's adorable. I love hearing that audio there. I mean, I've been on the Thunder and I've been on the Heat all season, and in this playoffs, I've really been hot on plays. I had Miami last night, even though they were getting 8 points, I was still on them. And the real story of last night, I mean, I know it was LeBron James moving on.
I didn't cover with 8 points. It wasn't eight. I didn't get eight. It was like, no. It was 5.5. But let me just say this. You know, they just, Bosh was the difference. Hey, you know who else was the difference? The cat from Duke that hit the 4 threes in a row. Shane Battier.
Yeah, Shane Battier.
4 threes in a row. That's 12 points. Yeah. If he misses three of them, that's the difference in the ball game.
Well, it was the big three in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was. And think about this
as
with
it
Bosh.
Should be.
Think about this about Bosh. Think about how well rested he is, too. Because he hasn't played in how long has it been since Bosh was starting? A month and a half?
Was it a month and a half? Pretty much.
Six weeks?
He was out. For the majority of this series, and I want to say the last three or four games in the Pacers series.
Well, I'll tell you what Chris Bosh did last night. He solidified his spot on that roster. And his agent was probably just jumping up and down, hitting his head on the ceiling. Because wherever he ends up, if they don't keep him, he's going to make a lot of money. I wish the damn Wizards would get him. We could use him. Couldn't we use him?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone who was saying that this team didn't need Chris Bosh and that he was just kind of riding the coattails of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, you saw in this series how badly they need Chris Bosh and a down-low presence. You saw that through this entire series and even parts of the Indiana series that the teams in the NBA who have a big man or someone down-low like a Kevin Durant will give this Heat team trouble. And now you're looking at the Thunder who have Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins, legitimate down low threats who could give and I think will give this Miami.
You got it. Listen, Roy, hold that thought. We're going to be right back. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. They're going through a tight one. The kids are losing their mind. Let's kick up. They're falling in the back seat. The generation TV. I ain't asking for nothing. It's Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. It's Sunday morning, and it's a big day in sports. Sundays are always big. Next weekend, we'll be talking about something else. Now, we're not quite done with the NBA, Roy, because we haven't made our predictions. We've already made them. We both picked OKC. I'm not going to pick Miami because I hate them. You know that. I'm not
changing anything. I
hate LeBron. No, I don't. I just hate what they did. I just don't like all that. Hey, I'm LeBron. You know, I'm this, I'm that. You know, I don't care. Now, LeBron did, in my opinion, and that's the name of my show. In my opinion, he showed that he is the MVP of the league.
Absolutely.
Not in the seventh game, in the sixth game. And in the seventh game, Boston had some answers early on. Mm-hmm. They were playing some great defense. But they just ran out of gas. They couldn't play four quarters with those guys. And that was the difference in the game. The fourth quarter, they just melted. And that says a lot for Miami. It also says a lot for the guys, you know, that aren't Dwayne Wade and LeBron, the other guys on the team, who I think made a big statement that, you know what, we're here and we're going to be here for a while. It wouldn't be a surprise to me at all if they made it again next year. Would it be to you?
No, absolutely not.
Not with the Celtics where they are right now either. The Celtics are going to be better next year. They're not.
No, they're going to be a completely different team next year. That's the big story that I was going to touch on. Was that this Celtics team, as much as the story last night was that the Heat are going on to the finals and LeBron James with his 31 and 12 performance and Chris Bosh coming back and the fourth quarter that they put together, yeah, it's a great story. But the bigger is going to be the breakup of the original Big Three that was the Boston Celtics, where Kevin Garnett is now a free agent. Ray Allen is now a free agent. So these both of those guys are not coming back. I want to say they're both 36 years old. There's no way that you're signing these guys.
Grunfeld will probably go after Ray Allen in his twilight years. We'll get to watch Ray Allen break down, you know, probably early next season if you're a Washington Wizards fan.
Well, I mean, they're just not going to bring that big three back together. Rondo's going to be there and Pierce is going to be there, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And it's really sad. I mean, that was the original Big Three. They had a great run through the postseason. They got a ring. A year after they got a ring, Kevin Garnett got hurt, and then they had they lost last year to Orlando. I think it might have been the Heat last year. And regardless, they had a great run together, and now we're starting to see that fade out. And it's sad, but it's the Heat's time in the East.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Oklahoma City now. I'm tired of the heat, you know. Put the heat away. Let's talk about OKC. Now, they started out in the Western Conference Final series, losing to San Antonio. And, I mean, they made San Antonio look good. And I just have a feeling the first game they could have won it. The second game they got outplayed. And then all of a sudden they go back home and they just destroy. They destroy San Antonio by 20. And then San Antonio steps it up. They have a good game. But then they go back to San Antonio. They win that game. And I thought the series was over at that point, didn't you?
Well, and you say that the Thunder made the Spurs look good. The Spurs are a very good basketball team. So
they're coached very well, and they have great players. They're just they're just a little too old, in my opinion.
They are, and they went through the postseason. I mean, they swept everyone in front of them.
Yeah, they showed well. They did.
Mm-hmm. They put a hurting on everybody. They were
well
rested.
You liked them. We talked about that. We were. You know, I tell you what, the first game they played in that series was a clinic.
Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, I loved the Spurs, but I just don't love them more than the Thunder. And I think this Thunder team, we're going to see a dynasty out of this Oklahoma City Thunder team. This is going to be the closest thing that we've seen since the Bulls in the 90s. I mean, there's going to be no stopping these guys when there's Kevin Durant, who's 23, Russell Westbrook, who's 23, Serge Ibaka, who's 22, James Harden, who's 22, Kendrick Perkins, who's their old veteran. He's only... So... If anyone's going to stand in the way, I know you said you don't want to talk about the Heat anymore, but everyone is talking about LeBron James and can he get a ring and is he clutch? And the answer there is maybe not. The realistic, you know, realistically, he may never get a ring. And some people think that's crazy, but when you look across the country and you see this Oklahoma City Thunder team who are loaded with young guys, they could stand in the way of LeBron James ever getting a ring. You look at one of the most clutch players of all time, and Reggie Miller, he doesn't have a ring because he had to play against Jordan and that Knicks.
Absolutely.
Team.
And Indiana, so, the Pacers had phenomenal teams back then.
Exactly.
And the difference is the age, absolutely. And you know what? Exactly. This team, don't you think they're younger than the Bulls? I do. They were younger. Oh, they're
absolutely
younger than the Bulls were because the Bulls had two or three veterans on that team. They were
absolutely
key. Bill Cartwright was old. You know, he did a great job because he stayed healthy. Dennis Rodman was pretty young when he was on that team, but he had a couple of guards, Jordan did, that they would pop in there like Billy Paxson. Those guys weren't that old, and they weren't even that good. These guys with the Thunder, they're athletic. They're big. They can run. They can play defense. Serge Ibaka, what did he do, go 11 for 11 from the field in one of those games? And I swear to God, seven of the shots were from the outside. And, I mean, I didn't even know the guy could throw up a three, and he threw up three that game. No, I love him, Roy. And I got to tell you, you called that early. And I became a – you know me. I became a Thunder fan early on.
Yep.
You know, the golfer, Ricky, you know, the kid that wears all the orange –
mm-hmm.
He's from an Oklahoma OKC? Yeah, he's an Oklahoma City. He's actually an Oklahoma State alum, okay? Ricky Fowler. Great golfer, phenomenal kid, has a following of 10-year-olds that is like nothing you've ever seen. These kids wear every color he wears to every tournament day. These kids are decked out in it. Guy's got to be worth tens of millions already. He is the biggest Oklahoma City Thunder fan I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He's on Twitter. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, we're not taking calls today because we're having more success online. Go to Twitter hashtag.
Twitter.
It's hashtag BH Sports if you have a Twitter account. If you don't, go to BruceHallSports@gmail.com and please leave me a message. You know, we'll pull it off. Tell us your name, tell us your question, tell us what you want to talk about, and we'll be more than happy to do it. Once again, that's hashtag BHSPORTS. If you're on Twitter, if you're not, go to BruceHallSports@gmail.com. All right, so I think we pretty much nailed it. Who do you think's going to win this series and in how many games? Because our people know one thing about you and I. We don't screw around. We're going to call it, and we're going to call it early. And I'm going to tell you, anybody can call the damn thing in game six.
Yep.
But we called it in February, and I called the Giants at the end of what, October?
Yeah,
that was pure luck. Listen, that was pure luck, though. I'm just kidding. I only did that because we went out of a New York station. I'm just kidding. Now I'm really kidding, because why did I say the Giants were going to win?
You said they were road warriors,
and
you said they remind you. They reminded you of
the team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
exactly. And you know what else they you know what else they did really well? They could beat the Packers. They had the only team with enough offense and enough defense to outscore the Packers, and they took advantage of a down Packer team. But hey, so far so good. Now, who are you going to take? Have you got somebody you want? Right
Oklahoma
now,
City Thunder.
You're going to take the Thunder?
Absolutely, in six games.
All right, Roy, that's me and you. Roy Edwards, Bruce Hall, calling the Oklahoma. Don't even bother. Just go to Vegas. Southwest Airlines will take you directly there.
Go to Vegas.
Go get a second mortgage on your house and go play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen the line. I'm gonna ask you to look this up, Roy.
I have the line.
All right, what is the line on the series?
Oh, for the series?
Yeah, I want the series, not the first game. Look up the series. What's the line on the first game?
The first game is 4.5 in favor of Oklahoma City Thunder because it's at Oklahoma City.
Well, guess what? I'm all over that. That's a five-star play for Oklahoma City, and I'm going to tell you
why.
They're
not going to lose at home.
No, and not only that, I see Miami taking the game off because they're tired. Trust me.
Yeah,
now, they'll come out playing pretty well, but you'll know if they're going to be in it by halftime. Because if Dwayne Wade doesn't have 10 points by halftime, Dwayne Wade's taking the day off. That's my opinion. I always know when Wade is going to come up big. Usually he has a great first half. If Dwayne Wade has problems scoring in the first half, doesn't it seem to you, Roy, like he just kind of almost doesn't get it in gear ever? In a game, because he's had a lot of off games. Hey, I'll give it to LeBron. When's the last time you saw LeBron James not score 20 points and have 10 rebounds?
He's shown up this series. The haters were out all series saying that, he's not going to get it done. He's going to give up on the team like we saw in Cleveland.
Hey, Roy,
he can't do it in the fourth
quarter.
Roy,
I got something important to tell you. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS will be right back. Let this play, Matt. I think this is Mark Farner and Grand Funk Railroad. Hey, listen, during the last half hour of the show sometime, I'm going to be plugging my baseball picks. Roy and I have had a pretty good record so far. Roy, we're hitting about 75-80% of baseball. And, you know, if you stay above 70, you're probably doing well, because if you're smart, you're taking favorites and you're going to have to give away anywhere from minus 120 to minus 200. But if you're plus and you're hitting, you're even doing better. Guess who a plus was yesterday, Roy?
Who's that?
The New Jersey Devils, baby. They were plus 200.
That's right.
And that was the easiest play I had. That was if you go to my website, BruceAllSports.com. And you can also listen to the show if you're ever out and about and not listening to us in what we call real air. We're on BruceAllSports.com. We're also on SportsManCave.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Roy, on Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS. Hey, listen, but we are going to plug baseball here a little bit later. All right, we've both picked the Thunder.
Yeah, I got those lines for you, by the way. Well, these
All
are
right, I want to hear them right now.
As of yesterday.
I'm sure they haven't changed much.
And it was OKC was 1-2, Miami Heat 3-2. So, those are your odds.
So the wait a minute. Miami Heat is 3-2 favorites to win the series?
They're 3-2, but Oklahoma City is 1-2.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. So yeah. Okie City is the favorite.
Yes.
You know what I would say? I would say you're still going to hit – that's like on a $2 play.
Neither of them is a very
good – No, it's not. Well, no, 3-2 is a great play. If you love the Heat, you got to take it. Okie City, I'm really surprised that's the line because – and you know what I would do? People listening, wait until 2 hours before game time to make your series play because I got a feeling a lot of Miami backers are going to come out of the woodwork today. When's the first game? Is it Wednesday or is it Monday?
Tuesday.
Okay. Tuesday. I was real close. Yeah, thank you very much.
It's one of those days.
It's in between. It's in between money. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards is in Morgantown, West Virginia, home of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Almost heaven, baby, right?
That's right.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
And if this wasn't Oklahoma City, you'd be all over Miami the way that you bet. I know that.
Yeah.
70% are on the Oklahoma City side right now.
And I got to tell you, that's why I don't like to play. You know, there are certain times when you play people and there are certain times when you watch. This is a really good time to be – because this is going to go at least 6, maybe 7 games, even if you like Oklahoma City. They're not going to win in 5. That's a 5-game series number. 1-2, wouldn't you agree? That's not even a 6-game series. That's a 5-game or a 4-game series, and it's not going to be a 4-game or a 5-game series. It's going to be 6 or 7. I think David Stern and his group of slow white officials will probably make sure it's 6 or 7 games so they can make more money. Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist because it's called logic, people. Speaking of logic, how about that fight last night? Did you see any of that? You didn't get to because you were working a game. I had friends sending me
the fight.
He got screwed.
Yeah, I got to see the. I got to see like the highlights.
Did you see the reels of the judges talking? Have you seen that?
I did not. No.
Oh, that's viral right now. Evidently, they were acting really weird. The three judges. Now, one judge had it scored right. Matter of fact, one judge had it scored exactly what all of the media people had it scored. Exactly. You know, Pacquiao, first of all, is a lot smaller than this than the fighter he fought. And the difference in that fight, in my opinion, was Pacquiao did pretty much everything he wanted to do in that fight. And the other kid, and I'm calling him the other kid because I don't care what his name is, and I should know his name. I've got a New York Post writer.
Bradley.
Yeah, he's younger too. He's a lot younger than Manny. But
he's undefeated.
He was also undefeated, which is a big thing in boxing from a marketing standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, if Mike Tyson hadn't had a bunch of chumps lined up until he fought, you know, the big fighters, he would have won all of them too. But Mike Tyson knocked them all out, so it didn't really matter. Mike Tyson
was amazing in his prime.
210 pounds, 215 pounds of muscle, 5'9" maybe. Mike went up to as high as 320 pounds, and he's down to right 230 right now again, and he looks great. And
I remember Mike Tyson. I mean, my family.
You were a Mike
really
Tyson fan, weren't
boxing.
You?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How could you not be a Tyson fan? Yeah,
we weren't really big into boxing, but I remember my family ordering pay-per-view Tyson fights, and I mean that was a rarity in our family. We weren't really big into boxing, but we always watched Mike Tyson.
When Mike Tyson trained efficiently, he never lost. When he lost, it was because he just cheated during his training. Or he fired his trainer. Remember, he fired his trainer, and that was the only reason Mike ever lost. What Mike also
he went a little crazy towards the end.
Well, no, you got to. Well, he married some bimbo that was whose mother lived with her. She was not nice. She was an actress. She was in all these movies. I forget her name, and she was beautiful.
She wasn't
Halle Berry, but she was all right. And if you're listening to this show and you're in New York. And you're listening to a sports show, I'll be surprised. But if you are, you were not a nice girl. I didn't like you. You weren't good for Mike. You know, you told the world that Mike Tyson was, what was the word she used, a criminal? Didn't she call him? He's a criminal. You know, he threatens my life every day. You know, B, I'd threaten your life too if you were the way you were around me. I'd leave you.
Really?
I'd leave you high and dry. I'd have my lawyer write you a check and write your mother a check and just say, you got 30 minutes to leave the house, period. She was terrible for
you,
him.
You don't like her because she can't take a punch is what you're saying?
I don't like her because she cannot take a punch. Man. What good is a woman can't take a punch? I'm just kidding.
Good Lord, dude.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Well, Carol, I've never touched my wife in 20 years of marriage except, you know, the right way. But anyway, we're talking about Mike Tyson. That's what I love. That's what I love about tangents with me. I was having dinner at a place called Lido's Pizza. And by the way, I'm not going to plug Lido's without talking about Augie's Italian Family Restaurant in Larchmont, New York. Hey, if you don't go down and see Eddie today, and if you're looking Italian, you're within a half an hour of Augie's, you're crazy. Go down there, call Augie's ahead of time. You can go to augiesitalian.com. You can order, have it waiting for you, carry it out, and go watch all the great sports today. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you guys a play today. You players out there, if you know what I'm talking about, Davis Love is tied for the lead. Okay? My son's name is Davis. Did I name him after Davis Love? No. I'm not that good of a golfer. But I did name him Davis because I like Davis Love. That was one of the really big, you know what I mean? When you're picking out a name for a kid, there's a lot of different factors that go into it. I love Davis Love. He left me, you know, I go to the Masters every year, Roy, right? Yeah, 26 straight years I've been to the Masters, taking anywhere from 20 to 100 people. And Davis Love used to rent Danny O'Shea's house down in Augusta. And Danny O'Shea and I went to East Carolina University together. He's a bigwig with a big company in Greensboro, North Carolina now. Danny was one of the best field goal kickers I ever saw. He beat Central Piedmont Community College on the last play of the game with a 52-yard field goal. And we were playing club football with you know, equipment on. It was like junior college ball. And I was on the team, too. So anyway, what was I talking about?
We've been talking about a whole bunch.
Come
here.
On, Roy. You're supposed to be
Davis.
Davis Love. Yeah. So anyway, Davis Love, if you remember, when he won his only major, the PGA, several years ago, he got a 10-year exemption for that. Okay? Because that's what you get when you win a PGA tournament. It's a major. And he got 10 years at the Masters. Guess what? This was the first year ever that Davis Love didn't play the Masters. Because his exemption was up. He wasn't in the top 50 in the world, okay? And Davis is exactly 10 years younger than me. He's 48 years old. He's a great golfer still. He's tied for the lead. And
Did you just give your age?
Yeah, I'm 58. I give my age all the time. I'm proud of my age.
I'm 58. Well, usually,
I'm 58 years old, and I can take on three kids in my wrestling room anytime I want. Doesn't matter how big they are. What?
Usually when you give out your age, it has to do with some sort of contest, and you're giving away Nationals tickets or something like that.
Do you want me to give away Nationals tickets now?
Here's
what I'd like to know. How many people, if you're listening to me and you have a Twitter account, hashtag BH Sports, and if you tweet me and ask me a question and I answer it, correctly, I have to answer it correctly, I'll take you to a Nationals game. That's true. I'll do that. I'll do that if you're in New York.
You have to answer it correctly?
Yeah, you have to answer it correctly. Okay? I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm on the horn with my best buddy, Roy Boy Toy, up in Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm just kidding.
And, wouldn't it be if they stump you in the question? Because otherwise they'll just ask, what are the colors of the Washington Nationals?
I could be stumped if they asked me the name of the guy that Pacquiao fought last night because I couldn't remember that. But it didn't matter because he cheated. He didn't cheat, but the officials cheated. They cheated Pacquiao out of that title. And now,
The fight.
Yeah, but listen, Roy, this is how boxing works. This is why boxing isn't what it used to be. Right? Especially heavyweight boxing isn't what it used to be. What they did, Matt, before you
are
say
you saying
anything,
that? Are you saying that boxing had more integrity back in the day?
I'm saying boxing has never had much integrity.
Yeah, well, yes.
And they really didn't have any in Vegas last night.
So it's not like last night was... was so much surprise. Better than before.
Not for me, because, but see, here's why people don't like to bet on boxing. A guy goes out there, wins the fight, should be unanimous decision, and it's a split decision with the other guy. What does that set up, Roy?
Well, a rematch. Before the fight, Bradley tweeted, "It's going to be so nice. We're going to do it twice." So they were already going to plan. There was already a rematch.
It was already planned. Hey, it's almost like David Stern giving Patrick Ewing to the Knicks, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree, Roy? Hey, who got him? Who got the number one pick this year?
Charlotte Hornets, yeah. New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah, New Orleans Hornets. And what did David Stern say the day that guy bought the team? Every owner should be like this guy.
Yeah.
So here, take the number one pick. Just don't tell anybody that you're going to win it.
There's conspiracy theories
don't
all over
tell anybody it's fixed. Don't
and
tell
one
anybody
thing to
it's
me,
fixed.
One thing to me about yesterday.
Hey, Roy, hold that thought. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, I'm a realtor, members of the National Association of Realtors are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
Poor old granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know.
Oh man, God, I love this music.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared.
We're back. Roy, we're back.
I feel like I never left.
You never did leave. You know what? I got to tell you something. I'm a big fan of not having you here. It's not because I can't see your pretty face. But you know what? When you got two guys that are in different studios, kind of neat thing about it is you listen better. And I hear you, Roy. I hear you. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. It's funny. Roy chugged an energy drink earlier, and he goes, "I think I'm having a heart attack." I said, "Well, dial 911 with your good hand."
I was dead
dial
serious.
Hey, dial 411.
I got straight out of bed.
I killed
and I
a guy telling him to dial 411 once.
That's not.
That's information. I got confused.
I chugged about 4 ounces of it, and my complete left side. Just straight pain, and I this was during the pregame. This was during our pre-show, and I'm just like, Bruce, hold on a second, I might be dying. So,
hey, listen,
I think you pretty much described a stroke, Roy. So you might want to get to the hospital.
Hey, I got big news. If you're a Nationals fan and a baseball fan, Bryce Harper is sitting today in Boston. Good. I don't like Boston either, even though you have a sports man cave boss. Well, he needs a rest because he goes so hard every game.
Yeah, but that's routine.
But they came out with a stat earlier this week that was in USA Today, I think. And it might not have been. It might have been in the Washington Post, but it's hard to believe anything good was in the Post. But I read it somewhere. And Bryce Harper is in very unique company. Being 19 years old and having an OPS over 9, he is in company with one player in baseball history, Mel Ott, in 1918. 100 years, there hadn't been a player like Bryce Harper who could run, walk. You know, it's an offensive category, obviously. Total bases, you know. Batting average, everything. He is just phenomenal. Now, there's a guy in California, Mike Trout, that a lot of people think is better than Bryce. And you know what? He might be a better all-around player than Bryce, but Trout can't catch. Ha, 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 ha. If Bryce had to, he'd put the gear on. Trout can't catch. Could you imagine if Trout and Bryce end up on the same team 1 year? Like years from now,
way that the learners have money, it could happen.
Do you know how old they're? Well, you know what? We need California. Gene Autry doesn't own California. He's dead. I think Gene's dead. Roy, look that up for me, will you? If I've just killed Gene Autry, I apologize. Because Gene Autry was my father, who died in 1964. His favorite TV cowboy. And, you know, I remember Gene Autry had Trigger, right? Yeah, Trigger, Dale Evans, Gene Autry.
Roy Rogers had Trigger.
Oh, that's right. God, I get those guys mixed up.
The only reason I know that is because my name's Roy.
You know, there's old men in New York right now laughing their butts
Autry,
off.
Gene Autry.
They're going, this kid's crazy. That ain't damn Gene Autry. That's goofball Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers was TV. He didn't do many movies at all. Gene Autry was movies.
Gene Autry died in 1998, October 2nd.
Yeah, oh, I don't think you killed him.
He's only been dead 15 years. Well, that was like yesterday to me. I'm Bruce Hall. In 1998 was yesterday. And you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm talking to Roy Boy Toy. He's in Morgantown, West Virginia. Sportsmancave.com. Check it out. It's pretty strong stuff. Hey, what's going on with Mike up in New York? Have you talked to Mikey lately? I'm talking about Mike
absolutely.
Lombardi.
Yeah, no, I know you're talking about.
How's he doing? Is he doing good?
He's doing great. Yeah, that's my SMC New York blogger. He runs my SMC New York.
He's got to be all over the Nets. Of course, do the Nets go back now? Yeah, they do, don't they? They go back to L.A. No. Yeah, they do. They go back to L.A., right?
You're talking about the Devils.
Yeah, the Devils, the Nets, whoever.
I thought you were talking about the Brooklyn Nets, he's all over the Brooklyn Nets right now.
That's right. They're the Brooklyn
new
Nets.
New uniforms and everything like that.
Well,
yeah.
My daughter lives in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. The Devils staying alive out there. They're doing their best disco impression.
Hey, did you see? Well, I saw I know you were working last night, but I saw the hockey game the entire third period. It was unbelievable. I mean, the Nets. Remember when the Caps got beat with 3 seconds left? They got tied up and lost the series to the New York Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It looked like the Nets were going to do exactly the same thing. Empty net.
The Devils.
The Devils, right. I'm sorry. Empty net.
Keep calling them the Nets.
I keep calling them the Nets. Well, they're the Devils. It's hard to get excited about a New Jersey team. I'm like that guy on Saturday Night Live, the mayor of New York or whatever his name is, the guy that's blind. He's hilarious. What's his name? She's from New Jersey. I love New Jersey, especially North Jersey, Bergen County, AB&G. If you ever go in the AB&G, beep your horn right now. There'd be so many wrecks right now if people actually did that.
Pump fist, not gas.
Hey, Gil Job, baby. His dad was circuit judge in Bergen County for 30 years. Father was a sheriff in Atlantic City. And Gil was one of the best punters I ever saw. I used to play punt back with Gil after he got drafted by the New Orleans Saints. East Carolina punter. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Roy Edwards in Morgantown, West Virginia. Hey, Roy. Question. Who's going to win the next hockey game? I'm going to let you pick who you want, and no matter who you pick, I'm taking the other team. I tried to get Roy one time to bet me. Remember, Roy? And you wouldn't do it. And I was like, well, take whoever you want. I'll go the other way. No, I don't want to do that. But you'll do it now. I know you will. Who do you want?
That was the Masters. It was the Masters.
That's right. I was giving you like the field, and you didn't want them.
No. You
pretty
gave
close.
Me, I wanted the field.
Who gave you the winner? Hello?
You said four people.
No. I gave you the winner because you picked your four or five, and you didn't include Bubba Watson. I said, you want Bubba Watson? And you went, okay, I'll take Bubba Watson.
That's
like,
right,
I don't really want him, but I'll take him.
I had Lee Westwood,
yes.
Rose, and then
Justin blew up. He blew up.
Who else I had?
You had Rory. And Rory,
I had Rory.
Rory folded like a cheap tent, just like he's going to do today, because my boy Davis Love is going to win that tournament today.
All my guys finished higher than Tiger in that.
Rory didn't. He had the exact same score.
Okay.
Cool. And by the way, he didn't finish. No, he didn't because what's his name? Justin Rose didn't have. He was behind both of them. God, you got to get your facts right. You got to get your facts straight. Hey, let me ask you a question. I the Masters is something I'm pretty good at. Let me ask you.
By the way,
if you want to go to the Masters and have the time of your life, go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Leave me a message. I'll call you back. I'll set you up. Let me repeat that. Go to brucehallsports.com if you want to go to the Masters Golf Tournament. I don't care if you want practice round days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the days. I don't care if you want to play golf, if you want me to hire you a cook, if you want me to do all your transportation, if you want me to hang out with you. That's expensive. Because I'm sober and I have a Suburban. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on an AM 1230 WFAS. Roy, who are you going to take in the hockey game Tuesday? Or no, it's tomorrow night. Who are you going to take?
I feel the Devils, they did their best disco impression.
So you think they're done?
Brodeur stood on his head for those two games and kept them alive. But the Kings play too good a defense, and they've been too hot offensively. And now they're heading back home to win their first Stanley Cup in front of their people. So
that's what the biggest hockey guy in the country, and I forget his name because I really don't care that much what his name is. I was listening to him on ESPN Radio on the way up here. What's the guy's name I listen to every week?
There's a lot of people you listen to every week.
Roy, I'm testing you today. John Kincaid is his name. He's on in the morning on ESPN. He's very good. He's excellent. Although, you know what? I got to tell you something. Jason Stark, you know I'm a baseball guy, Roy, right? I mean, I'm a big-time baseball guy. As a matter of fact, besides Timmy Kirkchen and maybe Buster Olney, maybe, he's not me. He's real straight. He's just a really kind of goody-two-shoes kind of guy. And I like Buster, don't get me wrong. But I think I know more about baseball than anybody, especially when it comes to breaking down talent in the leagues. And this is why, you know, people like to talk to me about baseball and football especially. Those are the two sports I love the most. They're the two sports I love to watch the most. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I mean, there's no way that I can believe that a team from New Jersey is going to lose to a team from L.A. in Game 6. I'm taking the Devils. And they're going to come back home, and they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I called it right here. I'm probably wrong, but it sounds good. Because Roy took the Kings already, and I told him I'd take the other team. Hey, let's talk about baseball. Can we do that? We don't have much time to talk about it, but let's talk about it a little bit. Washington Nationals still in first place.
Yeah.
Tough division.
Who would have thought that, huh?
Yeah, the Mets are reeling just a little bit. Biggest problem the Mets had this past week or two, well, this past week, is they played the Nats. And they don't really match up that well with them. They really don't. The Mets are playing. Hey, it doesn't get any better than this. Subway Series with the Mets and the Yankees. I'm gonna give a teaser right now because we're going to give all the picks later on. Roy, get your sheet out because I know you've already got it.
Yes, sir.
Nice is pitching against Andy Pettitte. After his first outing, Andy Pettitte has pitched phenomenal. 2.95 ERA, career against the Mets, he's 8-5. Jonathan Nice has never beaten the Yankees. Doesn't say much because he's only had one decision against him. Career, he's 0-1. Pettitte's got a better ERA. The Yankees are playing better than the Mets. How can you not take Andy Pettitte? You going to take the Yankees?
Of course.
I'm passing on that.
I was on the Mets in the beginning of this series, and they let me down. So I'm going back to the Yankees.
Yesterday,
of course, now that I'm going to the Yankees, now that the Mets will pull one.
Well, listen,
that's my luck. Right.
Well, listen, here's what happens when you use a guy who has had two elbow surgeries in the last 3 years, and he pitches a no-hitter and goes about 20 or 30 pitches over his limit. You have a big party that night. You get two people hurt in the celebration. And when you bring him back, even on one more day's rest, he gives up 7 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned runs, walks 1, strikes out 5, and he gets the crap kicked out of him. The Yankees beat up the Mets yesterday, 9-1. Robbie Cano, 2-4.
It was going to happen, though.
Yeah. Same well, you know, you knew it. Well,
thought he was. Yeah.
He's never won in Yankee Stadium. He's never won in Yankee Stadium. Hiroki Kuroda, 1 hit in 7 innings. Hell, Hiroki Kuroda almost had a no-hitter. He's getting better, too. He's 5-6 now. His ERA, 3.56. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You're listening to AM 1230. WFAS. Hold that thought, Roy. Listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. What a surprise. I got Roy Edwards in Morgantown, West Virginia. Roy, I'm reading a story right now. It's all over the internet about the kids at Auburn that got shot. And I don't know if you even knew this or not, but there was a fight at a pool party right off the Auburn campus, and evidently a football player might have been killed.
Yeah, three of them were shot. One of them was killed, reportedly. My SMC Morgantown bloggers actually was tweeting about that last night.
What do you know about this? Do you know a lot about it yet? Or
I actually don't know much about it. My Morgantown blogger Nick Humphreys knows a bunch about it. I'll see if I can.
You know, this is big news. I mean, this is a very sad thing right now. You know, it's mid-June, so the people that are living in Auburn that are playing football are in summer school. And, you know, generally when you're in summer school, there's a lot of events. There's pig pickings. There's, you know, keg parties. There's all the college, you know, events that you have. But when somebody brings a gun to a pool party, that's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like they had metal detectors at the pool party. And it's really sad that something like this would happen. And I just pray for everybody involved that nobody else dies, because it sounds like three or four kids were shot.
Yeah. Well, from what I heard, it was three kids were shot. One of them was killed. I just texted my SMC Morgantown blogger to see everything that he knows. I saw that he was tweeting about it last night. If you want to follow him, it's SMC Morgantown is my college blog for Sports Man Cave, and I mean, it's just a tragedy. You're right. It's, you know, when you get into the college parties and everything like that, there's no metal detectors at house parties. There's no real security at most of the house, the big ones. I mean, some of the fraternities do provide a little bit of security, but it's nowhere near what is needed for the amount of people who are there.
You know what, Roy? Let me interrupt you real quick. Let me read. This looks like it covers it pretty good, because I've been looking at four or five different pieces done on it. Because this is from down there. Saturday night shootings of several people at an off-campus apartment complex catering to Auburn University students started as an argument over a woman. What a surprise. It looks like Turquorius Vines, who is not a student at Auburn, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he was partying with several friends, including former Auburn football players, at the University Heights complex a couple of miles from campus shortly before midnight when the gunfire broke out. It was about a female, Vines told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Sunday morning, it started from a female. We were trying to get away from the trouble, and it ended up right in our face. The party went from us chilling with all these females to a massacre for no reason at all. It happened so quick, in about a second. As dawn broke Sunday, the parking lot in front of the complex's clubhouse remained cordoned off by yellow police tape. Several police technicians continued to process the scene. One searched the bushes, the parking lot with metal detectors. You know, they had a crime scene. They were trying to figure out what kind of gun was used. They've got to collect the shell casings to make sure, you know, that they can, you know, convict somebody if they charge somebody. And they plan to hold a news conference late Sunday morning, but so far nothing's really happened, and I'm sure as soon as it does. If something happens, we'll let you know, because let me tell you, the War Eagles, that's a great university. Auburn, Alabama is where my best friend, one of my best friends, Ron Middleton, went to school. It's where Bo Jackson went to school. It's where Tracy Rocker went to school. It's where Hal Baird went to school, and he's still there as an assistant AD. People that, you know, Auburn is a lot like a lot of college towns, Roy. Like Morgantown. It's just like Morgantown. You know, how many people do you know that went to college in Morgantown and ended up living there? A lot of people. Yeah. As long as they can find a job, they'll stay there. Why?
I lived here year-round for 2 years.
I lived in Greenville, North Carolina till I was 28 years old.
And I say here because I'm currently in Morgantown.
You're currently in Morgantown. You're currently in Morgantown. But this is really a very sad state of events right here.
I just got a text from my Morgantown blogger. He says, Ed Christensen, Ladarius Phillips died. Eric Mack is in the hospital in bad shape. Even reports of him dead, but not sure. Fight was over a girl. She died too.
She got shot?
So
it was over the girl, and they shot the girl. That's great.
Shots were fired around.
I'm going to take a guess here. And I don't mean to guess, but I can tell you probably what happened. This girl was at the party, and she was with the guys at the party, and some guys showed up with guns. And I'm just telling you what probably happened. A fight broke out, and these guys that weren't from the party, that didn't know anybody there, pulled out a gun and just started letting everybody have it. I'm guessing that's what happened. And now that's I'm just telling you.
From what all I've read and from what Nick is texting me here, it looks like what you're saying, somebody opened fire. It doesn't look like it was directly on one person. It looks like that there was a group of people that came in and started some things with another group of people. And again, we don't mean to speculate.
No, we don't know.
You know the whole story. But
hey, I have the Associated Press story.
The AP. Right, that's correct.
Yeah, and what happened? They have an interview with the person who. Let me get it back up here. Well, the person who was involved, it was two people came up and argued about a woman. The three people that were shot attacked these two people first, and then they shot out. So it's...
Oh, that's not good. So it could have even been reversed. It could have even been reversed.
Yeah, they got could hit have over been the
that,
head with bottles.
That the people there started the trouble. Could have happened. Yeah. There's no this is why people want gun control. Because first of all, when you have gun control, talk to people in Washington D.C. In Washington D.C.
I wouldn't get into gun control.
I'm not going to get into it, but I'm telling you right now, when you have gun control that is so strict that you can't own a weapon, the only people in an area
this gun was even registered to this guy.
I'm not saying that. I'm telling you that criminals have guns. Roy, do you disagree with me? Of course,
everybody.
They do. Criminals,
you make guns
all
illegal
have
or
guns.
Not, somebody's going to get a gun.
Roy, criminals that are drug dealers, criminals that are in the inner city that are drug dealers, they're all carrying. And guess what?
I own a gun.
Let me finish.
I'm not
Roy.
A criminal.
Let me finish. You live in Virginia too. You don't live in D.C., Roy. You don't live in D.C.
I live in Baltimore.
You don't even live in Baltimore. You live in Towson, okay? So don't stretch
Baltimore
the truth there.
Baltimore County.
You're Baltimore no more County. In the hood in Towson than the man in the moon. If you go down to East Baltimore, you better have a gun. Because if you're on the street there, I guarantee you a lot of the guys walking by you got them. You're listening to Bruce Hall. We're going to get off this face. We'll let you know what we know when we know it, and we'll get back to it. Let's talk baseball. I've got a piece here that I spent an hour on today, and basically what I did was I did a kind of a summary of what's going on in baseball. You know what? We talked about Union Rags. Oh, no, we didn't talk about the Belmont.
We have not talked about Belmont.
We got to talk about the Belmont. Hey, two days before the Belmont Stakes, what happens? The Triple Crown contestant pulled out. Why? Because they didn't want to hurt him. He had a bad foot.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah, you know, no, it is okay. It is okay. And he's 8 months away from getting his girl first girlfriend. Did you know that?
Yeah, well,
8
he's,
months.
He's retiring. He's gonna make him a.
I've sent Rick Snyder an email because I want to know more about what this poor horse has to go through in this 8-month period. Because what they're going to do is they're going to beef him up, and they're going to keep him very healthy, and he is going to be so ready for a girlfriend in 8 months that he's not going to know what to do. We'll get back and we'll discuss the Belmont when we get back at the end of the commercials. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Well, I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love from a world all around her? Yeah, hey, hey, hey. She's been my inspiration. Show appreciation for the love I gave back. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. I got Roy Edwards in Morgantown, West Virginia. We're going to talk about the Belmont Stakes real quick.
And Roy, Bruce, I just got a text from Rzuski Racing.
Okay. Oh, this is great. Go ahead.
Talking about I'll Have Another and what's going to be in the process of his next few months and his really retirement.
Yeah, he's been retired.
Is that he won't actually go through the motions himself more than a few times because there's a fear of him getting hurt in the process.
Because of completely his leg?
Completely understandable.
But he doesn't start for eight months, right?
Well, wild animals, you know, they're wild animals.
He's no Storm. he's no Storm Cat. Storm Cat, 2 times a day forever at $500,000 a shot.
So what you can do is you can buy a piece of I'll Have Another, I guess is what I'll call it.
A vial.
And they freeze
put parentheses
it. And they,
around that word.
And they send it out to you, and you can then they artificially inseminate the broad mares.
The brood mares. Yes, I understand. Mares, yeah, sorry. I actually owned brood mares at one time, believe it or not.
Basically, there's a guy with the worst job title ever.
Do you know what? Owning brood mares and taking care of them in Kentucky is one of the best ways to make money in the horse business, because brood mares, you know, they have the foals, you know, and everybody that's in the broodmare business pretty much makes X amount of dollars. If you're in the horse business for racing, you're pretty much broke, unless you're lucky or you have a lot of money, and you have some good insight on which horses to take at auction. I tell you, the horse racing business is a great business. If you love sports and you love gambling, yep, you love the horse business. Because, you know, I'm trying to think. Ronald Reagan said it best. The best thing for a man is the outside of a horse. Meaning that, you know, if you're sitting on a horse and you're hanging out with a horse and you're petting a horse, you're pretty happy. And there's a lot to be said for that, because I've been there. I started riding horses when I was real young because my girlfriend in high school, Ann Pomeroy, she still owns horses. Ann just turned 59. She looks like she's 39. She's still in great shape, and she has two of the most beautiful horses I've ever seen. One of her favorite horses just passed away. But she, you know, that's what she does. She has two beautiful horses at her house. She lives in a converted barn. It's unbelievable. She lives in Arkansas. So the real estate's pretty cheap around her. So she can even buy more property if she wants and buy more horses. But the horse business is good. Let's talk about the race now. Now, let me ask you this, Roy. I have a question. So they're going to this horse, obviously. Well, you know, let's talk about the horse we're talking about first. We're talking about a horse that was bought for what? $35,000. We paid more, I think, for one of the horses we bought than that. And I didn't win no damn two major races. You know, another I don't horse. Even know if we ever won a stakes race with one of my horses.
There's another horse in recent time, Mind That Bird, who was bought for, you know, I don't know the exact price, but it was I want to say it was like $3,000 or something like that.
Hey,
it was a was a low price. I don't want to try to get exact on the numbers because
well,
I don't
you know, Smarty Jones was a cheap horse. And Smarty Jones is living in heaven, baby, because I've been down there and seen him. He is a.
I want to say Seabiscuit was a cheap horse.
Well, you know, Seabiscuit was a cheap horse because Seabiscuit, nobody wanted him, remember?
Yeah,
because
he was
crazy. But you know what Seabiscuit was? Maybe the smartest horse ever. And you know
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was. That's my favorite movie. Secretariat was okay. Seabiscuit made me. Look at my arm is chilled up. The hair on my arm is standing up now because I'm thinking about that movie. Because that
I'm
was.
I'm glad we're on the horse racing topic right
yes,
now.
Yes, and we should be, by the way.
And I'm glad we talked about boxing, which two of the sports who founded America, really.
Absolutely.
The more that I get into the history of sports, I'm still studying sports, as you know, at WVU.
Well, you're young. You're going to be studying sports until the day you die.
Going into my third minor here at West Virginia University. And
why would you want to graduate? For crying out loud.
Exactly. And the horse racing business helped shape the railroads around America. It's
yes,
pretty
it
interesting.
Did.
That was one of the first things that that really made railroad tracks start to pop up around other cities is people would ship their horses via the railroads to get them to the tracks to bet on. So it helped. The money from the horse racing helped shape the railroads.
That's true. And you know what else?
It's pretty crazy.
The first major owners of horses were not only Major League Baseball owners, you know, of teams, and they're not, they weren't sheiks like they are now because, you know, we're a very diverse country now. There weren't a whole lot of sheiks in this country back then. There were a lot of railroad executives, though, and all of them owned racehorses. And horse racing was during the Depression especially, horse racing was a sport where you could make a living if you were a jockey or if you walked a horse or if you exercised a horse.
Horse racing and boxing helped, you know, that
well,
was
the jockeys all fought. The jockeys all fought barefisted for cash. And that's how a lot of people made illegal money. But you know what? Who cares? If people are eating and people are happy, then that's a good thing, in my opinion. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm eating and I'm happy, and you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. I'm talking to Roy Edwards, sportsmancave.com everywhere. He's in Morgantown, West Virginia right now. I'm going to tell you something. This Union Rags horse is a beautiful horse. I don't know if you even got a chance to look at him. He's a big horse, too. And they say Union Rags may, you know, end up being a big-time breeder, too. And because it's got great lines. I'll Have Another's lines were okay. But it wasn't like a Stormcat horse. You know what I mean? It was a $35,000 horse. Which means, like, the parents of this horse were probably won a stakes race or two, but that was probably it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And your father-in-law to be will probably know a lot more about that. We need to have him on sometime. I want to talk about horse racing. He'd probably love answering my questions because I mean, I won't back off of a lot of things, as you know, that I want to talk about because there's a lot of things going on in racing, like, you know, illegal stuff, like, with the drugs and so forth, because that's been as big a part of racing as anything for a long time. But anyway, let's talk about the race. Painter, which is who Rick Snyder picked. Now, Rick's a former jockey, I understand. Rick Snyder, for those people who don't know who he is a writer in D.C. He does all the monuments. He does all of the historical landmark stuff. He does he at least markets all of the tour stuff in D.C. And he's really a fun guy to talk to because he will get back to you on Twitter. It's just Google Rick Snyder. It's Snides. I'll give it to you in a minute. But Painter went to the lead, and he was the speed horse. And the way Rick called it when he was talking about who he was going to pick is he said he didn't think anybody would be able to catch Painter, but he really, really did like Dullahan. And Dullahan didn't really do anything. Dullahan kind of I guess he didn't get out of the gate very well. He just kind of laid back and had a bad race. Painter, however, went to the lead. Now, it wasn't a real fast race, but it wasn't slow either. And evidently, the horse I liked was Attigan, which actually paid $10.60 for third place. But Attigan was about a length and a half behind the other two horses. And in a mile and a half, that's not really a bad trip. You know what I mean, Roy? That's a pretty good horse. And I really like that horse. And I would, if I'd have been at the racetrack and could have bet exactas and trifectas, I would have had Attigan in everything. And I know the horse I thought was going to win was Union Rags, because I thought Union Rags, it was off since Kentucky Derby, and it had great workouts. How can you not bet that horse? Well, obviously, Rick was right. He was right. Painter was a good horse, but he didn't have quite enough. Listen, it's just like car racing. If you're in first the entire trip, what are you hitting, Roy? Air. You know, there's nothing blocking the air or the wind from you. Right? Mm-hmm. The only thing you got to worry about when you're in second or third or fifth place, which is where all these horses were at one time, is dirt hitting you in the face, which can be a pain in the ass. But I'm telling you, it was a great race. I'm really glad that Union Rags won the race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it ended up, you know, it paid all right. The exacta was like $31. Well,
now what everyone's saying is that it's a shoulda, coulda, woulda scenario, that because Union Rags raced that race at Belmont exactly how I'll have another race to the first two. It was a come from behind, push late kind of race, which was that was exactly the way that I'll have another ran. So now they're saying that people are saying is that if I'll have another was healthy, we would have seen a triple crown. And
possibly. No, I don't disagree. What did I say? And you'll remember this because I said it like 10 times. I said I thought I'll have another was just a bigger Seabiscuit. You know, I'll have another wasn't a big horse. He was a beautiful horse, smart horse. But he just liked to hang out for, what do you think, Roy, 7/8 of the race? And then he just turned it on. He went, it's the stretch. I guess I better run now. And he was gone. And this horse had great speed. I'll have another. For a $35,000 colt, are you kidding me? This was a great horse. And I was
it's worth the money, huh?
You know what? Horses like that are what make people like me and other people that like horse racing and want to get into it from an investment standpoint. It's what keeps those guys thinking about it. Does that make sense to you? Because there's always that little pot of gold somewhere, like Seabiscuit. You know, yeah. I go to an auction, or even better yet, I claim a $10,000 claimer, and he wins three stakes races a year later, right? Because these horses are amazing. Now, to be a Triple Crown winner, it's different because you got to run as a 2-year-old, generally speaking. Some of them don't run as twos. You know that. Because you know about racing. A lot of people don't know that. Because two-year-old horses are still babies, basically. Well, they're 6-year-olds.
There's certain races for 2-year-olds and all that, if you want to race.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's all maidens. They're all main. Very few. There's no claimers that are 2-year-old claimers. There's all maiden races because none of them learn how to win. Like, they may run fast as hell, but they go sideways when they get to the turn and they end up having to run another 150 yards to win. Now, it's the horses that figure it out mentally. They're pretty. Hey, Roy, I got to tell you this. This is super important. Write this down. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. back. It's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm sitting here with my main man, Matt. Matt's great. I get to see Matt every Sunday morning. He's so happy to see me when he opens the studio door. Hello, Bruce. He goes, you were late this morning, because I'm always here at exactly, what, 9 o'clock?
I was here at 9. I noticed that. It's my wife. She's like, it's 9:01. Where is he?
Yeah. He's,
is everything okay?
That's exactly what she said.
I met a guy that I'm going to have on the station sometime, on the show, that was just so great to talk to. And he basically runs an Exxon kind of little market. And he knew more about the – I don't even want to go into it. When I have him on the show, you'll know it, because he's just as flaky as I am. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Guess what, Roy? We're going to talk about my favorite sport, baseball. And I'm going to go over some of the things that's happened in Major League Baseball and the American League. The Baltimore Orioles stayed within a game of first place in the American League East, defending the reeling Philadelphia Phillies. And you better get your boys, Roy, up there at SMC Philly on that, because they're – I think Charlie's getting ready to lose his job finally by a score of 6-4 in 12 innings. Tommy Hunter, who was in AAA for about a week and a half, they just sent him down. They brought him back, and he got the start, and it went 12 innings, and the Orioles won. And, you know, the Orioles are still hanging in there, Roy. They're only a game back in the American League East. The Yankees are only a half game back. In Tampa Bay, I mean, that's I don't think Baltimore stays. I think Baltimore, Toronto, and Boston find a way to get down at least 10 games away from the Yankees and the Rays when it's over. I just don't see them hanging with them. But anyway.
I have to say that I was completely wrong about the Orioles this year. I had July 1st. I did a show with my Sports Man Cave bloggers at the beginning of the baseball season. We all got together and did a little podcast about who we thought in the NL East and the AL East, since they were the two powerhouse baseball divisions. And I said July 1st that the Orioles would be 18 games back. So
I think that's a loser. That's a big loser.
I'm going to go ahead and say I was wrong there.
No, I can tell you this, though, and don't laugh because this isn't funny. There is a team that's already 18 games back, and their initials are the San Diego Padres. They suck with a capital S. But yeah, they even won a game yesterday, so you never know. You know, God's a baseball fan, too, and he loves all of his children. The Minnesota Twins won their third game in a row, which is big news because they're in last place in the Central in the American League, and it's their eighth win in 10 games. They're starting to play some ball. Listen, they've got a great manager in Ron Gardenhire, and they've got, you know, they got Mauer. You know, they've got all these – young players that are pretty good players. What they don't have a lot of is pitching. And what they also don't have a lot of is money. And that's their biggest problem. They beat the Cubs 11-3.
Scott Cubs are terrible.
Yeah, Scott Diamond pitched six scoreless innings. Scott Diamond's a rookie. His ERA is 1.61. There's a kid that might be the only Minnesota Twin on the All-Star team, because you have to have one player. And I'm guessing that Ron Washington may pick this kid because pitching beats hitting in the All-Star game. Always does. I think he's going to be the guy. My play of the day yesterday, if you follow me on BruceHallSports.com, was the Atlanta Braves. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2 behind a resurged Tommy Hansen. Now, Tommy Hansen, for those of you that don't know him, is a pretty young pitcher still. He's a big guy. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He throws it 90-plus. He's got a great changeup. He's got a great breaking pitch. Craig Kimbrell got his 18th save. He was an all-star last year. He'll be an all-star this year. And one of my favorite players in the world, a guy that's like 5'8 and a half, 230 pounds, probably not juicing, is Dan Uggla. He drove in three runs and got his 11th home run during the game. You know, Atlanta, Roy's going to hang around no matter what. They never go away.
Yeah, I have them winning that division.
I know you do. And I know you like them because you're that age. you know, because the Braves went to 14 straight playoffs. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Cox, you know, he retired 2 years ago. And, you know, as you know, they went to the playoffs 2 years ago, lost four out of six to the Giants the year the Giants won the World Series. St. Louis Cardinals, Kyle Loesch. Kyle Loesch, if you don't remember, if you're a baseball fan, he's the guy dressed up like their manager, Tony La Russa, put the sunglasses on, the hat, wore the jersey, had everything, had his jersey when Tony was sick a couple of years ago, and fooled everybody in the stadium except the umpires, who got a big cackle out of it. But Kyle Loesch has pitched real well. He and two other relief pitchers shut out the Cleveland Indians, who have played very well this year for a team that really is going the wrong direction usually. They won 2-0, shut them out. Cards are just two games back in the Central Division. And Carlos Beltran, who I don't like, and I thought he cost the Giants dearly last year because he came there, he didn't hit for a while, then he got injured. I've always said Carlos Beltran's middle name is DL. Well, he's having a great season so far. Right now, if you had to pick, he'd be on the All-Star team. He had a double and home run in the game. We already talked about the Yankees and the Mets. Let's talk about them some more since we got all these New York fans around here. Philip Hughes, Roy, you know, you know a little bit about the Yankees. He started out not so good this year, but he's pitched three really good games in a row. Mm-hmm. He and the pinstripe bullpen did a great job. They won 4-2. Teixeira, even with his little cough that he's got and can't get rid of, he and Grandy Man both homered for the Yankees. And guess what? One of my favorite guys from Chesapeake, Virginia, Hickory High School, David Wright, homered in a losing cause, his eighth of the season. The American League Central leading Chicago White Sox, this is important, behind eight shutout innings from Chris Sale, beat up on the Astros. Now, we're doing interleague ball right now. Mm-hmm. They beat up on him by a score of 10-1. Guess who had his 19th home run for the White Sox?
My boy Adam Dunn?
Adam Dunn. Adam, you big, fat son of a gun, Dunn, had his 19th home run of the season. Five RBIs, but you know what he's hitting? 228. You know how many punch-outs he has? Almost as many as Espinoza. One of our least favorite Nationals. You like him, but I don't like him.
I like it. I like
him. I don't like anybody that punches out 69 times already, and he's a second baseman.
He'll come around.
Yeah, right.
They need to be.
Well, you know what they're doing? They have the best of two worlds. Because what they're doing is they're running Lombo out, Steve Lombardozzi, against righties a lot, and they're using when a left-handed pitcher throws, they're using Espinoza, who's a lot better from the right side than his left side. And that's working out for them. Plus, they're using both of them as pinch hitters. So
They got two switch-hitting, very good second basemen. They'll be fine.
Lots of them are playing. The guy with the Nats, and we'll talk about them in a minute, the guy on the Nats I'm loving right now is Ian Desmond, who everybody wanted out of town. And I just said, hey, the guy's 23. Leave him alone. He's been in the major leagues since he was 20.
And that's what I'm saying with Danny.
I know, and I am leaving him alone, but he's not my first pick. He's not my first pick. Anyway, Dunn's the over-under for punch-outs for Dunn right now, 205 times this year. I'm taking the over. Ryan Vogelsong, one of my best guys. And, Roy, if you'd have been sick or if I'd have been sick today, we'd have listened to both side one and side two of my 45 record when I interviewed Ryan in spring training. It looks like he's going to make another all-star team after doing, 11 years in the minor leagues. His ERA right now is 2.26. He got another win yesterday. When Vogie gets past the second inning for San Francisco, he pitches a seven-inning game, and it's almost always a great game. And they won again. He's 5-2 now in the year, but with San Francisco, your wins and losses don't matter. It's your ERA. If he doesn't make it, I'd say it's because Kirk Gibson just won't keep him because he's a San Francisco Giant. The L.A. Dodgers, God, I hate the Dodgers. They're still in first place.
They collected 14 hits, and Clayton Kershaw punched out 12 guys in 7 innings. Now, Kershaw had a couple of rough games, Roy, where he actually got beat. And they came back. They beat a pretty hot Mariner team, 8-3 yesterday. Jerry Hairston Jr., God, this guy, he's been with Baltimore. He's been with the Washington Nationals.
He's a journeyman for sure.
He's been with San Diego. Who hasn't he been with? He's probably been with 8 teams. He went 3-for-4 yesterday with 5 RBIs. And he's he's not even a regular. The Dodgers are still 4 games out in front in the National League West. It's by far the largest lead of any division. Maybe the Dodgers are for real. Bull crap. They're not going to be there when it's over. It's going to be my Giants. I'm telling you. Detroit beat the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the Reds have been up and down. I don't know if you follow the Reds, Roy. I do, because I've been there a bunch of times. You know, from Morgantown, that's one of the closest games for you to go to. It's a 3.5-hour drive from Morgantown to Cincinnati. And I'm going to tell you, it's a fun stadium to go in because it's like a little bandbox. It absolutely is.
Yeah. I'll be there next year. I'm going to the Great American.
Are you really? Well, if you go, let me know, because I have a lot of friends up here. I'll get you some tickets. Listen,
I got Wrigley, Citizen Bank, and Yankee.
I got a couple of things to say first, Roy. Hold that thought. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back with more baseball in our finish-up picks of the week when I come back. Back. I'm ready. We're gonna cruise through the rest of these games yesterday just because they're important as far as a lead in to my picks, and I'm gonna go quickly. Cincinnati lost to Detroit yesterday, 3-2 behind Justin Verlander. Pitched 6 strong innings. Tigers are for real. All these experts are saying, oh, they're gonna win the Central, oh, they're gonna be there. Don't count on it. My Pittsburgh Pirates are in first place. The Tampa Bay Rays knocked Carlos Zambrano out of the game. He's pitched great this year. He's hit great for Miami, but they got beat yesterday. He gave up 7 earned runs in 2 1/3 innings. And if you know who Carlos Zambrano is, you don't care, because he's the guy who used to throw stuff at his own teammates, punch people out, scream. He's just got some issues. Medication, Carlos, is the answer. Ben Zobrist did go 3-for-3, great line score. 3-for-3, scored 4 runs and drove in 4 runs. If you have a fantasy league, you love Benny Zobrist yesterday. Matt Moore, who's been struggling all year, got the win for the Rays. 5 pitchers in the Padre bullpen came through and held Milwaukee scoreless yesterday. They won 5-2. That's enough about both of those teams. I hate them both. The Angels stayed 2 games over 500 yesterday, and Albert Pujols went 2-for-3 and hit his 9th home run, had 4 RBIs, and Mike Trout went 3-for-5, a rookie, 20 years old, 3 runs scored, a couple of RBIs. And as everybody knows, Trout and Harper, Bryce Harper, my Bryce Harper, are the 2 best rookies in the league. The Washington Nationals, Gio Gonzalez, ran his record at 8-2 yesterday, behind Adam LaRoche's 10th home run and 40th RBI to lead the Nats to a 4-2 victory over the Red Sox in Fenway Park yesterday. The Nats hold a 1-game lead over the surging Braves. We talked about that. The Mets have slid back to 3.5 games. And last but not least, the Rockland Boulders, from right up in Rockland County, just north of where we are, had their 5-game winning streak snapped yesterday by a score of 7-2. They're out of town, unfortunately, because I wish you could go out there and see them. They'll be back next week. They lost 7-2 to the Worcester Tornadoes. They play the Tornadoes again today at 4 p.m. on the road in Worcester, Mass. Now we're going to go over my picks. And listen, you can go to the bank with these, because it looked like a pretty good day today, and that's where I'm at. Now, Jonathan Neese, he got two left-handers, both of them pretty good, but I got to say Andy Pettitte right now is hot. He looked really good the last time out, actually his last two times out. He's 8-5 career against the Mets. Jonathan Neese never beat New York Yankees. The Mets just seem to be struggling right now. Take Pettitte and the Yankees. Roy took them. I'd take them for a very small play. The Padres and the Brewers, pass. I hate both of these teams. They're not worth playing. The Rays and the – you love it when I talk like that, Roy, don't you? The Rays – I don't make any bones about it. You got to throw games out. That's a great one to throw out. The Rays and the Marlins, pass. You know, Anibal Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins. I love him. He's been pitching not so well his last three starts, but he's got a 3.19 ERA for the season. But both of these starters are going the wrong direction right now. One of my favorite pitchers, Romero for the Blue Jays. Ricky Romero is for real. Now, he's 7-1 on the year, but he's only got a 4.02 ERA, which says a lot for the Toronto Blue Jays and what they do with the bats this year. Last two starts, he's 2-0, but he's been hit around a little bit. I'm going to pass on this because guess where they're playing, Roy? Atlanta, your favorite team. They're at home. And the Blue Jays are going up against a rookie named Turan that's never pitched against them. Generally speaking, rookies coming from Gwinnett County, you know, 20 miles north of Atlanta, usually do pretty well when they come up to the big leagues for a spot start. Bruce Chen of the Kansas City Royals, who used to be in Baltimore, having a pretty good year, but not nearly as good as the Pirates' Burnett. Take the Pirates, take Burnett, give the minus 140, because the Pirates are going to win again today.
I got that same play.
I love them. The Phillies are at the Orioles. You couldn't pay me to take this game. The Orioles are going the wrong direction, even though Hamill has pitched really well. He's 8-3 record-wise, against the opponent. He's 6-2 this year. You know, I'm leaving him alone because the Phillies need to win. They're playing for Charlie's job right now. They really are. And if you
Charlie won't be. He's not coming back next year anyway. So.
Well, he's not. Yeah, he's like 79 years old and he weighs 400 pounds. You know, that's not a good thing to be. The Nationals are at the Red Sox. You know how hard the Nationals have never swept all year, and they've won 8 series.
No, they swept. No,
they haven't swept a series. Trust me. They haven't swept a series. Don't even bother looking for it. You're wasting your time. Because they were trying to win one. No, they've gone 2 out of 3 8 times. Leave them alone because the Red Sox need to win. Although Jordan Zimmermann might go yard in Fenway. I can tell you what he's trying to do today. He's trying to hit that wall because he can do it. Have you seen these Nat pitchers, Roy? They hit the crap out of the ball.
I want to say they all have a home run this year? Or does Gio
No. They don't have a home run because two of their
Strasburg,
starters.
Strasburg has one.
Jordan Zimmermann has one, too.
Zimmermann has one, and so does
No, Gio's got 3 doubles. He hasn't gone yard yet.
So Gio doesn't have one, and they're fine.
No, but Gio's hitting like 280. And Strasburg going into yesterday was hitting 375. That's ridiculous. And I think Zimmerman's hitting 220. I mean, you know, they should play instead of Espinoza. Maybe Espinoza should be the DH. That's the problem. But they don't have a DH.
Zimmerman won't go yard today because he won't even bat.
That sucks. Oh, well, so who's going to be the DH, do you think? Well, it's Cliff Lee, a lefty, so it's going to be a righty. You know who it's going to be? Nady, because he used to play there.
I was just about to say that.
Xavier Nady. Yeah. What if Xavier Nady goes yard, they win. I'm going to make that statement.
But I was saying Xavier Harper out.
Right. Well, Harper's out. So Nady will play right field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Humber, after pitching a no-hitter earlier in the season, has sucked to the max. He's going against a guy, Harrell, who's not very good. Pass on this game because the White Sox have been winning. but it's not enough to take a Sunday game. Indians at the Cardinals. I'm all over the Cardinals here. It's a rookie.
Really?
A good rookie.
We're making this for dinner then.
Well, I got them. I got the Cardinals today, and that's a five-star play for me. And I'll tell you why.
The Indians on a small play then.
Oh, you take them. That's a loser, Roy. Don't play them with real money.
They're throwing my boy.
Who?
Jimenez.
He's your boy?
They're throwing Ubaldo, and the Cardinals are throwing a guy who hasn't thrown all year.
They hate Ubaldo in Cleveland. You know what he's done the last three starts? He's got a 6 ERA. The Angels are at the Rockies, and guess what? I hate the Rockies this week, but I'm taking them because they need the game, and Friedrich has been really good as a rookie. He's 3-0 his last three starts. I'm taking the Rockies because it's a pick at home in Colorado. The Rangers are at the Giants. This looks like an easy play because Lincecum this year is 2-6, and his ERA is almost 6. And he's going against a very good pitcher, Ogando, who has started, several games this year and looked pretty good. He's got a 2.27 ERA, and guess what? The Rangers need the game. Roy,
yep.
I'm going to give the fans the game here. It's the Rangers, but I wouldn't play them because I love the Giants. The Athletics and the D-backs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The D-backs need the win, Roy, and career against the Oakland team, 12-4 is Saunders. And Saunders went to West Springfield High School right here in Northern Virginia. Take the D-backs against the Athletics. It's Blackley who's been up and down all season. The Dodgers are at the Mariners. Billingsley has pitched very well this year, and he's been real steady. But the Dodgers won yesterday. The Mariners, it's a pick at home. I'm not going to take them. I'm passing. Are you playing that game? Are you taking the Mariners?
No.
You're not. I thought you'd take Seattle. You like Seattle a little bit. Easy game to pass on. Tigers are at the Reds. The Reds need the game badly, but the Tigers can hit a little bit. And Smiley's pitched real well, but not recently. I like the over in this game because Homer Bailey couldn't get me out right now. I don't like Homer Bailey. He's been he was a number one pick several years ago. He's 4-4 this year for the Reds, but I'm not playing the game because, if you're going to take a team, if somebody holds a gun to your head, take Cincinnati. Take Cincinnati. What do you think of my picks? Let's go back over them, Roy, okay? Let's go back over them. People, get your pen out. Andy Pettit's the pick today, but I'm passing. Roy's taking the Yankees. I'm passing because I'm scared of Pettit. Just because he's still coming back, you know what I mean? And Nice has pitched pretty well, and they need the game. But the Yankees are going to win. Padres, Brewers, pass. Two lousy teams. Rays, Marlins, pass. Blues, did you take any of those, Roy?
No.
All right, Blue Jays, Braves. I'm taking the Braves. Who are you taking?
I'm passing it.
All right, you're passing on that game. Royals, Pirates. All right,
No. I have the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm taking Burnett too. I'm taking Burnett. That's a big play for me. Phillies, Orioles. This is exciting.
I don't care. And no,
you don't care. Neither do I. Nationals, Red Sox. Homer. Who are you taking?
I got the Bo Sox.
You're not a homer. You know what? No, I'll take Zimmerman to bring in. God, it's Lester though. I'll take him. I'll take the Nats, Roy. That's for dinner, but it's not. Right. It's for dinner at China King. It's for dinner at Augie's Italian restaurant in Larchmont, New York. Okay? I'm serious. Eddie, right. If I send Roy up there without me, you got to take care of him. All right. Humber, well, I'm passing on that game. It's ugly. Okay, Astros, White Sox, pass. Cubs, Twins, I'm passing. Indians,
suck.
You know what? I think I took the Twins, but he's 1-6 on the year, Liriano. Although he's been good lately. Indians, Cardinals, you took Jimenez. You got Ubaldo. I got Kelly. That's for dessert at Augie's. Right. Angels, Rockies. Are you taking Santana?
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm taking Friedrich with the Rockies. Rangers, Giants, who are you taking?
I like the Giants there, but I am
you
not
gotta
playing.
You got to pass if you like the Giants.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
All right, Athletics D-backs. Who are you taking?
I don't really
Blackley and Saunders. Yeah. All right, I'm taking Arizona. They need the game because they're falling bad. Athletics D-backs, I'm taking D-backs. Dodgers Mariners, you don't like anybody, neither do I. Neither do
I. A couple things before we go, though. I do have
Real quick.
I have the updated odds. It's Miami Heat +140, Oklahoma City -160, and Jamie Moyer yesterday threw five scoreless innings, allowed one hit
for
Triple A Norfolk with the Orioles.
So the Orioles picked up Jamie Moyer. That's big news. I didn't even see that happen. So they picked him up. He was on waivers, which means they didn't have to pay $100 for him or $1,000.
They signed him to a AAA contract, and yesterday was his first start. Threw five scoreless innings, one hit ball for Norfolk AAA.
Well, you know what's great about that? Jamie probably still owns the condo that he lived in. Look, Roy, it's been a great, great show. It's been a great show today. You know, for everybody that's out there, you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to you on Father's Day next week. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230. WFAS.